Welcome back.
Would you like to share how that worked for you?
I was really little because my older brother Frank was not too happy to have me around. And he was, you know, it was like a started out in movies, and then I was in one of those little swing deals, you know. And he was kind of looking around, see if anybody was looking at me, you know, what he could do. Because I just really didn't want to. I was a lot of trouble. Turned it around and made it. He was trouble.
Who else? Pat?
I went back to my first serious relationship in high school. He was very much a mom's boy. She spoiled him mom. Anything he wanted, he got. And everything world around him. And I just bought into that concept of it.
Okay. Good. Okay. Who else? Linda or Donnie?
I went back to a time when I was out of graduate school, and Dave, someone we have, like, be together for 3 months at a time, and things would be wonderful, and then you'd have to leave for Atlanta for the weekend because you had to get away. And then he would repeat this, that he would just have to leave for a while. And he'd gone for a week, and he'd always come back and treat me really nicely, but it was, and I remember one time, we were in a closed room in a snack bar, because we both worked at the same place. He was a psychologist, and I was working in recreation, and he was walking out the door, and I was so angry, I ran after him and hit him as hard as I could in the back, because he was leaving. And I didn't want him to, and I was going to try to stop him from going.
Okay. Did you complete it? Good. Anybody else?
I had trouble letting myself go and experiencing this. I found myself watching myself wander through this maze and get it set up, and you know, wondering what I was going to do and what I was going to find, rather than just kind of experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to move around in my childhood to find things, and I really couldn't find anything. An infant or, but I ended up with a circumstance when I was about 9 or 10. I lived with an aunt and uncle for a while. We moved to California. And my parents were busy doing something. They had 2 daughters, one of whom was probably in those days maybe 17 or 18, and the other one was adopted, a younger one, maybe 13 or 14. It's all mixed up. And I just remember the circumstance that the younger one was very distant, and I really liked her. She was very pretty, and since she was adopted, she didn't have the same family characteristics, so she looked different than the family. And it's sort of like an unrequited love kind of thing, and she didn't pay too much attention to me. The older sister was very motherly and warm and friendly. And you know, then I began to feel, maybe this, I was trying to figure out how this would settle in my relationship with women, and I really got out of the whole thing of experiencing it and trying to figure out what it meant. I think her name was Joyce. I tried to forgive her for whatever it was that I, maybe rejection or something that I experienced. But I felt like, I think I discussed this with you before, like 2 people, you know, I was kind of watching myself in the situation to see how I felt about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, good. Anybody else?
The only thing I could hear was nothing was ever good enough for my mother. A lot of yelling and screaming all the time. Get better grades, do better than this, do better than that. And I thought of 2 different things. And then when I first got acquainted with the opposite sex, I was in Catholic school, and I got dumped on majorly big time, probably in the first 2 or 3 relationships I was in. And that's pretty much what I go back to.
Okay. Okay, let's everybody stand up and stretch and rub our feet on the floor. Okay. So in those eyes closed exercises, your body gets very relaxed, and you start, your brain wave frequency slows down into the alpha theta levels. And that's generally where you are at night when you're sleeping, when you're dreaming. And so your mind may wander, or it may go totally out, and you won't remember anything. Or it may do like Bob was saying, observe and judge and evaluate what's going on. But your being is present for the experience and impacts whatever that event is. So you get that breakthrough, or you get that impact in your life, even though your mind may remember, may not remember, or may do whatever it does. But we're speaking more to your being than we are to your mind during the exercise.